This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We're at 1419 North Collins in Arlington today for Friday football feast.
Ooh, I can hear the people.
Kevin Hagelin is currently having FOMO because he misses all of our friends here at Taco Bueno, and he also loves Taco Bueno so much, he's going to miss out on the beef roll-ups.
I do. That was the first time I'd ever tried those roll-ups, and they were freaking amazing. If the trade-off for missing that today is getting to meet the Undertaker in person, then I will begrudgingly accept that trade.
Oh, that you know what? That sounds like a plan. Kevin, we'll get to Mickey in just a moment, but
I got a quick note if you want it. Oh, we got him now.
Yeah, let's go to Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, how's it going today, man?
I think you guys are spread too thin.
We are all over DFW in America right now.
It's all over the country, jeez.
So, Mickey, I know obviously you have been covering the Cowboys for a really long time it feels like you're a resident historian about that. And I got to tell you, I know everybody makes lists and whatnot, but the Morning News put out a list of the best 100 Cowboys of all time. And I cannot tell you how freaking excited I was to see Larry Allen at number two, because I know everybody talks about the triplets and I understand all of that, but Larry Allen was just ridiculously dominant.
Yeah, he was. And I haven't seen that list. I'm sure Roger was number one.
He was. If you want, Corey can read you all 100 in numerical order.
No, I'll just ask. So where did Aikman come in?
Okay.
Number 99. Oh, no. Aikman was 9, wasn't he?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was going to be like 3.
Okay, so that seems to be the most divisive pick. So I'll just run down the top 9 real quick. It is Roger, Larry Allen, Bob Lilly 3, Emmett 4, and then Chuck Halley 5, Mel Renfro 6, Randy White 7, Dorsett 8, and Aikman 9. And I have to admit, like a lot of other people, I was a little surprised to see Aikman at 9.
I am too. Now, obviously, you know, I wasn't covering the team in the 60s and
right.
the 70s, not until the mid 80s. So I know what I saw, and the Cowboys don't win 3 Super Bowls without Troy Aikman.
100%.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And you know, and by them being able to draft him number one in 89 turned a struggling franchise around. Not immediately, because as Jerry just told you, you know, one guy can't win the game by himself. But his influence, his ability, his leadership helped turn a franchise that had lost, what, had three consecutive losing seasons.
Yeah.
And then went on to the fourth and the fifth. To me, he's got to be pretty high on the list.
Does it frustrate you then, not in DFW, but nationally, you will occasionally hear people, despite the fact that all of that is true, despite the fact that Aikman is in the Hall of Fame, you will hear people try to say that he was a glorified bus driver?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a neat little story. The year that he was up for voting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he was one of the candidates. I wish I remembered the year, but so I'm at the Super Bowl, and I heard all the negative things about Troy, about his numbers. Oh, you know, he was just part of a really good team, this and that. And there was a sort of reception type interview opportunity for Bart Starr, okay? And I think I've told you guys, growing up as a kid in Chicago, I was a Packers fan.
Oh.
And Bart Starr was my guy, right? And a lot of times when you come face-to-face with guys that you think are not your hero, but you kind of respect, you're going, gosh, should I go up and talk to him? Am I allowed? And I'm 30-some years old, right? Maybe 40. So I went up to him, and I said, Mr. Starr, I called him Mr. Starr, and I said, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Troy Aikman not having the qualities to be a first ballot Hall of Famer because he didn't have the numbers. And Bart Starr looked at me, and he took his forefinger, and he started poking me in the chest going, well, let me tell you, right? And he went on to say exactly what I needed him to say, that this isn't about numbers. This is about quality of play. And this guy was a leader and deserves to be in. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. I got poked in the chest by Bart Starr.
I accept.
Well, Mickey, you know, with Deron Bland going down, I asked Jerry this, and I want to get your opinion on this. And we kind of kicked it around on the show yesterday between ourselves. Are you going to expect more from Trayvon Diggs from the team? Because we know they're still kind of ramping up. But, like, if you're making the call here, are you going to say we're just going to stay calm and we're going to just go ahead with the plan as we already had it planned out a month ago? Or are you saying, hey, we need you to play, you know, 10 more snaps. We need to kind of speed this thing up.
Yeah. So what did he play? 27 snaps in that
Correct.
First game, and it was
Yep.
mostly on nickel. I'm sorry, big boy. You got to go out there. And
Ooh.
If you got to play 40 snaps, 50 snaps, we're going to have to hang with you. And hopefully he can do it. Because if he's not out on the field, and, you know, I thought Kyir Elam, with the exception of the one play,
right.
I thought he played well, and you can win with him. But now, who's the next guy up on the outside? Because I think they have somebody they got their eye on in the slot with Reedy Stewart. He did it last year, not a lot, but he did it last year for Eberflus. But after that, you know, who's the next guy up on the outside? Bridges, it doesn't have a bunch of experience. I'm sorry, Trayvon, I need you to play 50 snaps.
Man, that's my I think my biggest fear in this game, Mickey, is moon balls to deep throws that could beat this Cowboys defense.
The way you counter that is with your pass rush. You better get to Russell Wilson, and I think that's going to put more pressure on those guys, not only with a pass rush, but a concerted pass rush where you don't let them out the lanes. And I think we saw that can be done if you got the right guys up front, because Jalen last night, Daniels, he was neutered, right? What did he rush for, like 17 yards?
So much pressure,
that
yeah.
That guy in the pocket because he was under duress all night long. I think they sacked him four times and had 12 quarterback hits. That's what's got to happen. You've got to keep that guy in the pocket, unlike what Detroit did when they played Green Bay, and unlike the Cowboys did when they played Jalen Hurts. Keeping that guy in the pocket and don't let him beat you with your legs. And that's going to be one of the number one things, I think. Even though whatever your thoughts are on Russell Wilson, he will pull the ball down and run with it at the first sign of trouble.
You know, a lot of people made a big deal out of Malik Nabers for the Giants on the sideline last week with kind of his towel over his head and slumped down. I know conversations like this used to happen with Dez Bryant. Like, how do you view the, I guess, sideline body language of, hey, somebody's being selfish versus, I thought Malik Nabers was just upset because they were losing. And, like, I appreciate that level of passion, but where do you kind of fall on how to decide the difference between passion and selfishness or being a crybaby?
And you know what? Is there any other position that occurs with besides
just wide receiver? Yeah.
It's the wide receiver nature, right? Because they don't have as much control of their ability to get the ball. They depend on a whole lot of other people, right? And I'm sure it gets frustrating when you're not, you're not getting it. As long as you're doing it on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate, but don't do it on the field and don't do it with the quarterback. And as long as that's not happening, I'm okay with it. Because, you know, back in the day, Michael Irvin, you know, he was pretty demonstrative on the sideline, right? But in the huddle, you know, he shut the hell up and listened to Troy Aikman. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you that, right? That, you know, I can do whatever I want, but when I'm in the huddle, Troy's the man. And so, to me, if you do that, then you're a disturbance. Don't mess with the quarterback, and don't mess with him, especially in the huddle.
Yeah, that's true. I've always, I mean, that was the key I always heard and I've always lived by was Michael Irvin, even now saying, hey, it was, I might have been the heartbeat, you know, he kind of, you know, will say that, but it was always Troy's team and that everybody followed me, so I would lead them directly to Troy, and that was an important factor. This Cowboys offensive line, Mickey, as we're moving forward here, the battle with this front seven for the Giants is probably going to be the most interesting battle in my mind.
It may be tougher than what Philadelphia posed. I mean, you've got three first-round picks that they can put on their defensive front along with Burns, who's a pretty darn good player, right? And I think that they're going to have their hands full. And not just with the ability to protect Dak Prescott, but to run the football, and I think that's going to be a big deal in this game, their ability to efficiently run the ball, not necessarily, you know, the total yards they end up with, but be efficient when they know you're going to run and your ability to run, say, 4 yards. And that hurt them in this last game, that second half, when, they didn't run as well after that fumble. I think you're right. I think that, you know, we can sit here and talk, oh, the Cowboys beat them 15 of the last 16 games and 8 straight and all that stuff. But this ain't the same Cowboys team that won all those games, and this ain't the same Giants team either. And I think that, when I looked at it, and I know they got beat by the Commanders 21-6, but all I could think of is they had 11 snaps inside the 8-yard line and only kicked a field goal. But just think, if they had been more efficient there, their defense gave them an opportunity to stay in the game and potentially win it.
Well, with all that in mind, Mickey, it is time for a prediction, good sir.
Now I'm going to contradict myself, right?
We're going to win 40-0.
How about 30-17?
Okay. No, I like that. I think most of us would be pretty good with that result.
I'll take it.
Maybe yeah. two pick sixes. Yeah.
Did you guys already make your picks?
Yeah, yeah, no, 40-0. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I think I'm hoping something like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, 31-13. So I get you for sure.
All right. Well, the beauty is we get to see, right?
Absolutely,
indeed.
We do. And hear it right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Mickey, very much for your time, good sir. We'll hear you on Sunday, I believe.
Good to be with you guys.
Absolutely. There he goes. We'll talk with him on Monday as well, Kevin. That spread has kind of drifted a little bit. I was listening to Choppy and Sean and Bobby and Peyton's show this morning, and that spread's kind of changing up a little bit. It's wild, but I don't. Choppy says whenever they put it at 4-6, usually that means Vegas doesn't know exactly how to play it.
Right.
And so that's a little concerning to me of where it is at the moment. But
now,
we'll get there, man.
I got another thing that's going to be concerning for you. I know it wasn't going to be live on our show, but Corey, I told you off air that actor and host Mario Lopez was scheduled to be here today. They have given an updated schedule. AC Slater is no longer on the list. So that
Dang
is the bad
it.
News. The good news, your buddy, I know you love him, Josh Duhamel.
Oh, yeah, Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here later after our show is over, but between 12:45 and 1:45 Central, both The Undertaker and Triple H are supposed to be in this building, in this room, and I'm hoping I can, like, you know, try to get that going.
I think the last time I talked to Josh Duhamel was at Dirk's event, and he said, "Yeah, how's your wife doing? Tell her I said hi." Uh-huh. And so that was a memory she'll never let go of.
Coming He's up on next Alien year on the Earth.
Coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for some AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus sometimes in sports, when you know, next on The Fan.
Started every game over the last 2 years since they picked him up. On 2nd and 6, good protection, pass wide open, making the catch and getting into Washington territory. Tucker Kraft pulls his way down to the 20-yard line.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, and I feel like that was intentionally aimed at me after Tucker Kraft destroyed my fantasy team last night. I don't appreciate that so much, Jacob, but, you know, we're all a good friend show here. It is the KNC Masterpiece, and we are live from Taco Bueno right here in Arlington, 1419 North Collins, and we want you to come by, get your Tolo trucker hat. They also have some opportunities to win some Cowboys Taco Bueno hats. Kevin, these things are legit awesome. I need one.
I'm stealing.
I might have to steal one from somebody that wins one is what might happen here in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question?
Yeah,
Kevin?
The very first Taco Bueno that we went to, I got a couple of Taco Bueno pins. So
yes,
they've got some really cool stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, my kids have those pins on their backpacks for school. Don't forget, tomorrow night I'll be at FC Dallas. I'll be at the Derbyshire for an FC Dallas watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this. The last one was a blast. We had some great giveaways there. And the game's going to be right around the corner. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Action-packed environment, best fish and chips you'll ever have, I promise. And the place, it's just a great pub to be at. So come see me at the Derbyshire. My wife has said she will go. So she is not leaving me.
Big
really?
After yes. Are you surprised that she's not
leaving
me? Is that the
thing? No. I was surprised. I didn't know she would want to be out and about. I don't know what the patch situation is happening there.
No, it's a clear it's a clear contact. It's not an actual Band-Aid. So
I think
so,
you're lying.
She looks like one of those dolls, though, right now, where one eye's kind of closed and the other one's wide open. So she is struggling with that. She might just wear sunglasses.
Does she have a parrot up on her shoulder or anything?
I did tell her, because I told Alec this morning, the caption on the email that goes out for Tolo's out there, it said, how Corey almost blinded his wife. And she, I said, look, we made the list. And she said, I hope it was worth it. And so now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec, air quotes, everybody else, Medford, the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube is available for you as well. And we're actually going to have two questions of the day. One is very quick. And the other one is in reference to the National Day calendar, gentlemen. But the first question is, should Alec, everybody else, Medford, go in my Twitter bio? And then the second question of the day is going to be based on a national holiday today. It is National Video Games Day, gentlemen.
I love it.
You know, the low-hanging fruit has to be taken. What is your favorite video game of all time? 877-881-1053 to answer the question of the day. And then some sound from Joe Buck that we're going to get to later. I believe it was with Bussin' with the Boys, talking about the one time he went into an NFL game just knowing that it was going to be a blowout.
Okay, all right. On the front of the video game, as much as I still play Call of Duty and as much as I enjoy that game, I also hate that game, and I say it every time I play it and somebody kills me and I'm like, this game's stupid.
Yep.
It's a ridiculous game and there's a lot of cheaters. It's an awesome game. I love it. I enjoy being able to talk with my friends. That's how we keep in touch a lot of times. But that is the one right now. But all time, I'm going to go with Tecmo Bowl because I smoked my son in that game. I think it was 27-0 in the first quarter, and he was like, Dad, I'm not sure I want to keep playing this. And I was like, you're damn right you don't. You don't want to play this game against me, son. Because he was bragging about how good he was at Fortnite, and I had to show him, how we do it in Tecmo Bowl. So,
man, this is a tough question. I think I'm going to go with an odd answer here. I want to answer with a wrestling game, and I was thinking about it, but I'm going to go a different direction. I thought it was an entire year. Me and all my friends at A&M did nothing but, outside of when we played video games, Episode 1 Pod Racer for Nintendo 64. That game was badass.
For no good reason either. It was an overly simple game, but
for sure.
It just hits different. I played that plenty. Growing up, I ended up playing a lot of either my dad or my aunt's old video game consoles. So the N64 floated around for a while. The original Game Boys and stuff, I played those two until they literally fell apart. They stopped working. I think I peaked with the PSP though, and I think that's when video games in general peaked. The PSP is the most elite console of all time, if you ask me, especially some of the special edition ones that they would put out that had cool art prints on the back where you put the little disc in. It was amazing, and I miss that time
Sega
in games.
CD.
Yeah, that's right. And I miss that period of time, and they need to make a comeback with it because that was elite. But 877-881-1053 for National Video Game Day, your favorite video game of all time. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of this from the 817 Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Dude, Halo all time. Unreal Tournament. I don't know if you ever played Unreal Tournament. It's pretty much kind of the same thing. When I worked at this office building, and we were all IT people.
Yeah.
And so we knew how to play LAN games throughout the building, so we would play those games all the time. That was fun. That was an absolute blast. I saw somebody say Duck Hunt on the on the NES. Kevin,
I hated that dog so
everybody
much.
Hated that dog. You thought you got the right shot off, and he would jump up and laugh at you, and you'd be like, gosh, a dog, and you couldn't do anything to him. You know,
we all pulled the trigger to try to shoot
we
that
tried.
Dog on
we
the screen,
tried.
Right?
We definitely
in
did.
The video game. I should probably mm-hmm, make that clear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like any of those standing arcade games where you did have the physical like plastic weapon that you were shooting, and any time one of your like soldiers got in front of you, so your weapon just wouldn't work, and you're like, get out of the way, man. Like, I'm trying to, you know, beat this high score. I'm trying to beat my buddy that I'm playing with. And speaking of arcade games, one that I feel like is underrated because it never fails to enrage me and get me to keep playing for an hour at a time is Golden Tee, the golf game.
Oh
my gosh, because I suck at it just as much as I do at real golf. So, like, it's just the idea of I'm not going to hit the fairway every single time. It's going to make me mad, and I'm going to keep playing it because I'm convinced that I'm somehow magically going to get better at it.
Okay, question not only about, like, Golden Tee, but I was thinking kind of the big buck hunter. How do you feel about the people that line it up like they're actually out in the wild shooting animals versus, like, I'm just going to shoot the gun? How do you feel about the people who are like, no, I got to line it up and everything, and you're like, come on, dude.
Yeah,
shoot the gun.
I kind of respect the level of intensity, you know? Oh. If you're gonna do something, you may as well be good at it.
All
you know?
Right.
Why not? Make it as realistic as possible. Is that not why we play video games? To get invested in the game, Corey?
Yeah,
you know? Sometimes you just want to feel like you're a madman in that video game. Sometimes you want to run the red lights in GTA because you can't do that in real life without getting in trouble, you know? So that's how I always played the game, so I kind of respect it, Kevin. I kind of respect it. I see from the 903 GTA San Andreas, maybe we will get that GTA 6 sometime in the next 15 years.
Nope.
That would be pretty cool.
It's never happening.
It's been delayed, what, probably 18 times now?
Yeah.
It's amazing how they can just continue to get my hopes up.
What will happen first? We will get GTA 6 or the White Sox win the World Series or Jesus comes back.
Ooh. Oh, man. I think Jesus will walk this earth, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I think I might go Kevin's White Sox.
Man, this is a pull from the 469. I've not played this game in probably, I don't know, 15 years. Angry Birds? I didn't know that was still around. I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah.
It actually kind of makes me happy to see that people are still playing that.
469 said, y'all aren't ready for this Splatoon because it's such a unique idea for a shooter game. It was actually
like
my entry into esports broadcasting. I played Splatoon with my kids all the time because they got it on their Switch.
Yeah.
And so I would play that on the Switch with them, and like it was an absolute blast. But it was very irritating when you painted over an area and you were satisfied that you had covered the entire area, and then somebody just came through and painted over what you just painted.
Yeah, just like in real life, I'm sure. The one that I thought of as well was the original gold cartridge Zelda on the NES, because, man, that felt like a game changer when you could save your progress. They're like, hey, we know you're not getting to level 8. We know you're not getting the Triforce today. So go ahead and save it. And that was, like, wild at the time.
We got a text on my personal phone from our on-site engineer, Ruben Portillo. He says he actually has a power ranking here. We'll go from the bottom. Number 3, Pokemon Diamond.
Okay.
Number 2, Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, Diddy Kong Racing on Nintendo 64.
I don't think I ever played that.
I don't know that game either.
Was that like pole position, if you will?
Prepare to call.
He says yes.
Prepare to call.
That game was, Kevin, that game right there was ultimate. Like, that was so much fun as
See,
a kid.
And Alec, I was trying to give you, I know Nintendo 64 is not the most modern system, but what I really wanted to say was, like, Excite Bike or the Ninja Turtle arcade game. So
yes.
I did try to, like, modernize it a little bit for you.
And I appreciate that effort. Jacob, before we hear from Joe Buck, do you have any entry for National Video Game Day?
Yeah, I'm going to go with an OG and a college staple with me and my roommates, Wii Sports, and specifically Wii Sports Golf.
Yes,
OG. So I mean, it's a rainy night outside in Lubbock, man. You just go grab some drinks and throw on some Wii Sports Golf and have some fun. So
it could be a regular night in Lubbock. There's nothing to do there.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Any day that ends in Y, you can drink and play video games in Lubbock.
Another great point.
I went out there for one weekend in my life, and I said it was kind of like the person that texted in about Portland yesterday. Went once. Think I'm good.
I think I'm good.
Yeah. Guys, let's hear from Joe Buck on Bussin' with the Boys podcast. They asked him, was there ever a time that, you know, you get like the week of prep going into a game and you just knew this game was over before it started? And he's actually got a fun personal tie to this game.
So my wife, you know, bleeds Bronco, whatever they are, orange and blue.
Orange, yeah.
And we did our production meetings with Denver first and then Seattle. So on, let's say, Wednesday, we met with Denver. And it was great. We're on their team bus, doing our in the back of the bus, talking to Peyton Manning, and then somebody else would come back there, and it was great. Then the next day we go, I think the Giants facility is where Seattle was, and we met with the Legion of Boom all as one group. And, I mean, Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. And I walked out of that production meeting, and it was like Denver's got no chance. They looked like they were ready to run through a wall on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I went back to the hotel, and Michelle's like, how was it? I said, I don't think you're going to like this game. And her brother flew in, and she had family, and that was the game in New York, and it was just that was one that I could see coming.
Is he talking about the Super Bowl?
Yes, Super Bowl 48, where the Seahawks obliterated the Broncos 43-8. And he just knew from the production meeting with the Legion of Boom crew that the Broncos had no chance. And I thought that just adds insult to injury when the wife brings in a ton of family because she's with the Broncos organization. She's like all hyped up. And he's like, no, you don't want to be a part of this. That's pretty bad. And then before we get out of here, Corey, you did show me that Todd Archer has tweeted, as one does. Brian Schottenheimer has told reporters that Trayvon Diggs might not be ready for a full-time role yet, but he will see more action than just in the nickel package on Sunday. So increased reps, but not ready for a full workload.
Yeah, good information there as they continue to ramp him up. We're going to need him for the full season, not just for a couple games early here. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, do you believe in the quarterback Winstat? Gridiron Gravy next on the Fan.
Snap is back. He looks to his right. He looks to his left. He runs to his right. Foot in the ground. Wide open lane. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan. Hopefully we don't see more of that from Russell Wilson against the Cowboys on Sunday. We are live from Taco Bueno, 1419 North Collins in Arlington today. We got the crew out here with us as well. Kevin is in Las Vegas trying to hunt down Triple H and The Undertaker as he's trying to – are you going to, like, tackle him and wrestle him? How's this going to go?
Definitely not. Well, actually, I do think it'd be kind of cool to get the pedigree. I did talk to the guy, and he was like, you know, it's a tight schedule. We'd probably be at a hard 5 minutes. And I was like, all right, that'd be great. And also, we'll see about that.
Yeah, I dare you to just give me 5 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, also...
Look, I already stole something out here this morning. So yeah,
that's right.
What are they going to do?
Hey, I did want to say that it is still. You just heard the commercial for it. It's going to be awesome next week. Sean and RJ, it starts with them and Bobby and Peyton show. Our show and G Bag Nation giving you a chance to win the ultimate Cowboys fan hang. You and a guest come out, watch the game October 5th. And we're going to be in the Cowboys meeting room at the Star in Frisco. You're going to be the Cowboys cheerleaders are going to be there, former players, and feeding you with some amazing Whataburger. Also, I think this is just a spectacular thing that only the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, can do. Nobody else can do something like this, and it's awesome. But right now, Kevin, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
Dip it and rip it.
I heard that. I like that. And Corey, Alec, I believe you can both confirm this. There are some former Cowboy players, maybe a lot of former Cowboy players, that will give you different opinions if there's no camera on them or microphone on them. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know that we've been at places with former Cowboys players that have had thoughts. So that happens.
For sure. Interesting. Yeah.
And they always do go... I don't care if this is on the record or off.
Yes. Yes.
So you're telling me that it pays
a
tolo.
Yeah,
it pays a tolo, baby. It pays a tolo. That's right.
All right. I'll allow it this time. Now, if you needed even more intrigue for the Giants game, which Corey told you, you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan, CeeDee Lamb brought up that he said, man, Drew Phillips, he tackled me last year and hurt me, so I got something for him for sure. I don't know how much, like, added – you know, whatever you need for CeeDee Lamb, and it's only week two, but if he's like, hey, I feel like that guy hurt me last year, and also, clearly, we have discussed all week the drops of CeeDee Lamb and how amped up he's going to be for this game. So it kind of feels like maybe if you're looking at some higher or lower, maybe you hit those hires pretty intensely, you feel like?
Yeah, did you – I was listening this morning to Shoddy on with their show, Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show, and Aiden. Don't forget about Aiden.
That's right.
And they asked him, hey, are you planning on getting him the ball early and first to kind of get the whatever out of everything? And he was like, I mean, that's kind of a dumb question because, yes, we always get the ball to CeeDee Lamb. Not that he said it was a dumb question, but he was like, terrible. We always do that. Like, this is – he is our primary offensive target. But then he threw out that line that I really like. I like hearing it from CeeDee Lamb. I think he's more than just talk most of the time. And he was like, he said, what that did for me was wake up a monster. And that gets me pumped up for seeing what he's ready to do against the Giants.
Now, you mentioned Schottenheimer. Did you hear that? I guess he said he talked with Jadeveon Clowney again yesterday, said he talked to Clowney while I was cooking dinner, and one of Clowney's sons said, I don't know you. And Schottenheimer said, you might, and then added it was a business decision for both sides. So while we had heard rumblings that like maybe it wasn't going to happen, it kind of sounds like it is very much still a possibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, hearing Broadus yesterday, if you heard the G-Bag Nation talking, or also if you follow 105 Through the Fan on Twitter, you get that information as well. It was the Cowboys wanted to, but Jadeveon Clowney chose to wait. Now, I don't know, Kevin, if he's trying to leverage the Cowboys for something else, or if he's just like, look, my body, I only want to play so many games. You know, like maybe that's the thing. Maybe he wants to get his body into a better shape. But Steven did say, you know, he's the kind of guy that keeps his body in shape for something like this. So they're pretty confident about that. The, you know, hearing Jerry talk about that this morning, whenever we asked him a little bit, do you believe that that mindset of we wouldn't be bringing him in if we didn't have a hole there? But also extra money to spend, too. This gives us those opportunities to pursue some of these things that people get pumped up about.
No, I don't. Because, like, look, I get it, and we only have so much time. I have a huge, I would say disagreement, but I'm just going to say I have a huge issue with the way that Jerry described it, as if they wouldn't be able to bring in Jadeveon Clowney if they would have re-signed Micah Parsons. We went over this like a million times. If you had a long-term deal for Micah Parsons, you would have created more money this year. And I know people are going to be like, what about future years? Is there any part of you that thinks the Cowboys are looking to sign Jadeveon Clowney to a multi-year deal?
No.
Like, I get that's part of the PR spin, but I will just say this. It's not that I think it is wrong. That is fundamentally incorrect when it comes to the salary cap. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Mm. Also, Alec, don't argue with people on Twitter about how we interviewed Jerry Jones. Just trust me. It's not worth your time.
I needed to get my phone in for the day.
Oh, do people have... You know what? Do people have beef? Great.
Oh, of course, like, without listening to the interview, they accused us of not of being softball questions to
Sure.
Jerry about Micah Parsons. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, Kevin, whatever. You didn't ask any questions about Micah. So.
Oh, man. I thought yeah. I asked numerous ones about Micah, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But like I said, don't, it's not worth it.
So this one's going to be a little tricky. All right. Just go ahead and give me, like, who do y'all think are the best three quarterbacks in the NFL?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Those
okay.
three fall in that category. I think Jalen Hurts is working his way into the category, too.
Ooh, all right, Alec, what say you? Just best three. I don't need them in any order or whatever.
Yeah, it would be Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen for me oh. in some sort of order.
All right, so in your face, Lamar Jackson. But
yes.
My point is this. Because people like to talk about, you know, quarterback win stats, and then some people get really angry about that. So I just wanted to throw this out there because of what y'all said. Quarterback winning percentage since 2022. Jalen Hurts is number one. Patrick Mahomes is two. Josh Allen is three. And Lamar Jackson is four. It feels like it's generally accepted that two, three, and four in Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson are all elite. So why do those quarterback stats matter for them when it comes to wins, but not Jalen Hurts, and everyone just defaults to, well, he's got a great roster around him. And I'm not disputing that he's got a good roster around him, but it feels disingenuous to me to take away all credit from Jalen Hurts as if he just exists and they win in spite of him.
Yeah, I think that's a really valid point there, Kevin. All these teams have really good rosters. Like, maybe they're not all full of first-round picks, but all these guys are in the NFL for a damn reason, and they're in these big games for a reason as well. Maybe Philadelphia has more teeth. Does that also mean that Jalen Hurts has to have the respect of all those dudes in that locker room? We were just discussing this about Troy. And, Kevin, you know, I think you watch these guys. They believe that dude's going to put them in position to win. I think the big thing with Jalen Hurts starts with when he was in college. He got replaced by Tua, all right?
I
think that's where it starts. And then he wasn't the most accurate, and he was a product of the OU system. And then when he got to the NFL, he wasn't the most accurate. But, dude, all he's done is continue to win games and continue to be a good quarterback in the game and put his offense and defense in chances to win. That's
okay.
The most important factor.
So I'm going to give you an analogy for boxing, since we are out here in Las Vegas. Is Terrence Crawford is undefeated as a professional boxer. He fought a ton of amateur fights. He was very good as an amateur fighter, but he lost like 10 times or something. I mean, he did have like 60 wins, but he lost a whole bunch. So, like, he has evolved. And to your point about getting replaced by Tua, I totally hear you on that. How many people do you think there are in the NFL world right now that would take Tua over Jalen Hurts?
I would not.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand what Nick Saban was doing at that time. That was
sure.
the better. That
and
was the
Tua
better
made a
option.
Hell of a throw.
And I honestly think that was the best thing for Jalen. He needed to challenge himself to be a better thrower. In college, he wasn't. And he needed to challenge himself to become a better thrower. Is he perfect? Is he Troy Aikman? Not even close.
No.
But he has a combination of being able to throw some really great passes to some elite receivers, and then whenever all things break down, he can take off.
I go back to that list, and that's why one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this. I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL or anything like that, but I think we would all agree that numbers 2, 3, and 4 on the list in terms of wins are all among the best 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the league. So it just stands to reason to say, like, surely there's a middle ground, whether that means you think Jalen Hurts is 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever. It feels like there's probably a middle ground that we should all be able to be like, all right.
Yeah, probably so. Kevin, on the fan text, there are some texters asking if you can place bets for them while you're in Vegas. You are in Vegas for the Canelo-Crawford fight.
Right.
How many bets have you already placed? Because you arrived in there last night. I know you only had like 8 minutes to get to the airplane after I dropped you off.
Dude, there was – okay, and maybe we talk about this at some other point, Corey. I kid you not. There was legitimately one person – in front of me in the TSA line.
How glorious is that, man?
Yeah, so like, I know we were on a tight schedule because if you've been to DFW as of late, obviously construction slowing everything down. I like flew through there to get to the gate. I really, really did.
As for the bets placed, is that a yes or no? Can they cash app you, or do you just suggest going on Underdog and take care of it that way?
You know what? Because that's a totally different thing, and obviously that's just daily fantasy.
Those are good plays.
Yeah,
those
that's right. They're totally different. in terms of betting, yeah, if some people want to set that up, I could probably make it happen. I haven't made any bets yet because as soon as I got here yesterday, I was looking to set up in Media Row. Obviously, that went really well. And then I've been hanging out with Kevin Gray. We went out to get dinner together and everything.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, there you
Look
go.
This. Continues
oh,
to
man.
Brag. Continues to
I know.
Brag. All right,
Corey
guys.
Does not approve.
We'll talk with Kevin again in the noon o'clock hour. But it is time for Cowboys Win Because Cowboys Lose Because, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, live from Taco Bueno in Arlington, next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.